Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brethren, to Abraham were the promises made and to his seed. He saith not unto his seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Now this I say, that the testament which was confirmed by God, the law which was made after 430 years, doth not annul so as to make void the promise. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Why then was the law? It was set because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom he made the promise, being ordained by angels in the hand of mediator. Now a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Was the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could give life, verily justice should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 17. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain town, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off and lifted up their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Whom when he saw, he said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back with a loud voice, glorifying God, and he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks. And this was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not 10 made clean? And where are the other 9? There is no one found to return and give glory to God but this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, for thy faith hath made thee whole. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we see in the Gospel the healing of the 10 lepers. We see that after they were healed of their infirmity, which is an infirmity which at the time knew no real solution, no cure, after they were cured, only one came back. One came back to thank our Lord for curing him of his malady, of his illness. It's interesting to see this, and it's interesting to see how human nature is the way it is, and how we cannot follow the weaknesses of human nature. There is this virtue, which is a very important virtue, which we need to practice, which is little practiced, especially in today's society. It's the virtue of gratitude. Virtue of gratitude is very important, and it's linked to the virtue of justice. Because by justice, you give to another what is due to them. By gratitude, you give back to a benefactor something of what he gave to you, either by acknowledging or at least recognizing what he did, acknowledging it, and then in some way making some token of appreciation to the one who is your benefactor. In the world today, we live in a world which is such that it's all about me. It's all about myself. It's all about my self-gratification. Ultimately, of course, this gratitude goes ultimately to God, because all that we have comes from God. Even if another human instrument was very generous to us, he's an instrument of God. And it's important that we, of course, give thanks to God for what he's done for us. People today are oftentimes, they are like spoiled children. They are spoiled children who have been given far too much, and they appreciate things far too little. Everything we have comes from God. We have it in such abundance that we don't even realize what He's done. First of all, He gave us existence. We were created from nothing. He keeps us in existence. He conserves what He creates. He keeps us in existence. And if He didn't continue to keep us in existence every moment, we'd be turned back to that nothingness of which we were. He gives us the food we eat. He gives us the water we drink. He gives us the air we breathe. Try to do without, for instance, air for 3 or 4 minutes and see what happens. You'll start to turn blue because you don't have what you need. And He provides these things for you in abundance, so much so that it's just kind of what we have, and we don't even appreciate it nearly as much as we should. We just take it for granted. We take for granted all of the things that we have when we go, like for instance, even to go to the grocery store for the food that we eat. We expect it all to be there. We expect it just to go pick up what we need, pay something, you know, pay the bill, and then off we go with the food that we need to eat. We have the homes that we live in. Again, these are things that are provided for us, ultimately coming from God. And yet we like to complain. Despite the things that we have, despite all the comforts we have, we like to complain. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too rainy. It's too dry. All of these things we complain about. These things we complain about, and God has provided generously all the things we need, and if it just doesn't meet our satisfaction, we're more than ready to complain about it. Whether it be the things at home, or the things at school, or the things at work, the people we work with, the classmates we have, the teachers we have, we like to complain about all these things instead of being thankful for them, to be grateful for them. It's unfortunately a mark of people who have too much. Have too much. We have this place in which we live, this sanctuary in which we live, is meant for us in order to sanctify our souls, in order to guide us to heaven. All of the things, all the support systems that we have are made for us in order to reach heaven. And it's important for us to realize that. I know years ago when they were having the space program was in its heyday, you know, they took pictures from outer space towards Earth. And you could see this small planet. You know, it's like a certain oversized space capsule in which everything is provided for us in order to give us all the life support that we need for the span of our life here on Earth, given to us by God in order to help us to be at the test ground in order to determine whether or not we're worthy of heaven. And it's this whole support structure that's there. And of course, far exceeding the natural gifts we've been given supernatural gifts. The gift of the faith, which is not owed to us in any way. The Catholic faith, which has been freely given to us. The fact that our Lord was so generous that even though man fell, He redeemed mankind. He went on a mission to save mankind from his sins, from eternal damnation. These are things that are not owed to us in any way. And we should be such that we are grateful to God for them. I'd like to close with an interesting quotation. It was a quotation that comes from us, to us, from an event that happened many years ago to a Father John Toller. And he was in search of what the secret of spirituality was. He was a mystic, and he wanted to know the depths of spirituality. And so, and it says here in the account, it says, for years he had prayed that God send him someone who would teach him the real spiritual life. One day when he was in prayer, he heard a voice saying, go to this particular church and you will have the answer to your prayers. He went, and at the door of the church, he found a beggar, barefooted and in rags. He greeted the beggar saying, good day, my friend. Just thank you for your kind wishes, but I do not recall ever having had a bad day. Then God certainly has given you a very happy life, the priest responded. That is very true, sir, said the beggar. I have never been unhappy. In saying this, I am not making any rash statement either. This is the reason. When I have nothing to eat, I give thanks to God. When it rains or snows, I bless God's providence. When someone insults me, drives me away, or otherwise mistreats me, I give glory to God. I said that I've never had an unhappy day, and it's the truth, because I am accustomed to will unreservedly what God wills. Whatever happens to me, sweet or bitter, I gladly receive from his hands as what is best for me. Hence, my unvarying happiness. Where did you find God? The priest asked. I found him where I left creatures. Who are you anyway? They asked the beggar. The beggar says, I am a king. And where is your kingdom? He says, in my soul, where everything is in good order, where the passions obey reason and reason obeys God's. How have you come to such a state of perfection? By silence. I practice silence towards men while I cultivate the habit of speaking with God. Conversing with God is the way I found and maintain my peace of soul. Union of God brought this poor beggar to the very heights of perfection. In his poverty, he was richer than the mightiest monarch. In his sufferings, he was vastly happier than worldlings amid their worldly delights. And so it is. We seek God's will. We appreciate what he does. Even when he does things or allows things that maybe seem to be bitter or difficult, they're meant for our sanctification. And so if we use him for those reasons and we are grateful to him for what he has done for us, we will always be happy and we will always be content with God's will for us as we travel through this life on our journey towards heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.